Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to match.com/meet will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet.
It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Back in Pine Bluff, where the Zebras have defeated the Bombers 35-9. Zebras improved to 2-2-1 overall, 2-0 in the 6A East. Bombers fall to 0-4, I should say 0-5, 0-2 in the 6A East. Let's get our drive of the game tonight. It is brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. We're going to go with that opening drive of the second half for Mountain Home tonight. They went 9 plays, 56 yards, and Lawson Stockton capped it with a 14-yard touchdown run. The Bombers' only touchdown of the night. And that is our drive of the game. You joined us late. Pine Bluff scored 5 first-half touchdowns as Howell hooked up with Black 3 times in the first half, a 66-yarder, a 20-yarder, and then another touchdown pass. There it is, 16 yards in the first half. Howell had a pass to Sloan for 22 yards, and then Mays caught a pass for 9 yards in the first half, and Pine Bluff built the early lead, and the mercy rule is in effect in the second half. Bombers got on the board when the backup center snaps it over the quarterback's head from the 13-yard line into the end zone for the safety, and then the Bombers put together that scoring drive. We'll take a break, come back, get a few final thoughts, and wrap things up here. Again, the final score, Pine Bluff 35, Mountain Home 9. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Pine Bluff, where the Zebras have defeated the Bombers by a score of 35-9. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award brought to you by Pete's Cleaners, located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. Pete's Cleaners offers dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations, and they can get your dirty jerseys clean as well. And Bob, we talked about it, didn't have to talk very long after this one. We went with Lawson Stockton tonight, played very well in his first start at quarterback.
Well, he did, considering he didn't find out till Wednesday afternoon late that he was going to play quarterback, that right. He did a real good job of executing the offense and doing as well as you could possibly do in that situation.
We talked about in that second half, he grew a lot. at that quarterback position.
Well, he got the confidence. When you first start that, you're hesitant to pull the football and read the option. You want to take the easy way out. And he got more comfortable as the game went on and was able to read the option, make a pitch or two, and that's an exceptional accomplishment for the first game.
You bet. Got into the end zone in that third quarter as well. Well, the Bombers come up short 35-9 tonight. We're back home next Friday night. Of course, it is homecoming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We are having some technical issues. We will get you back to the postgame in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The Bombers postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening one last time from the studio this evening as, again, Mountain Home falls to Pine Bluff by a final score of 35-9. Again, the Zebras came into this game ranked fifth in Class 6A. Let's take a look at what else has been going on. First off in the 6A East, a big battle between number 3 West Memphis and number 4 Searcy as far as them being ranked in the Class 6A top 5. Last score we had was at halftime. The Blue Devils were up on the Lions 28-14. Jonesboro up on Jacksonville at the break 33-0. That was the last score we had there. And Marion is up on Sylvan Hills right now by a score of 12-0. On the local level, Yellow Summit trailing Harding Academy 49-14 in the final quarter. Salem is up on Rector 18-0. That was the last score we had from halftime. Melbourne is losing to Clinton in the fourth quarter 28-14. Yellow Jackets came into this game ranked second in Class 3A. Marshall playing at Cedar Ridge, and I have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Mountain View Idol this week, again, were scheduled to play Rosebud, but the Ramblers have canceled the remainder of their football season. Harrison are currently ranked fourth in Class 5A, leading Clarksville by a score of 42-7 in the final period. Elsewhere, West Plains is leading Parkview 49-8 up in Springfield after three complete quarters. Hollister trailing Reed Spring by a score of 40-14 in the third quarter. It is Forsyth playing against Pembroke Hill up in Kansas City. I'm not seeing a score on that one as of yet. Branson lost to Carthage tonight 42-7. And Ava leading Houston 23-0. That was the score we had at halftime. Among the Arkansas sports media top 10 games tonight, number one, North Little Rock, is up on second-ranked Conway, 28-14 in the final quarter. It is number three, Bryant, leading Little Rock Catholic, 38-14 in the third quarter. Fourth-ranked Fayetteville is up on Rogers, 35-21 in the final period. Number five, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, leading El Dorado 38-14 in the third quarter. Sixth-ranked Fort Smith Northside is up on Little Rock Central 35-0 in the third quarter. So mercy rule in effect in that one. Seventh-ranked Springdale is losing to Bentonville West by a score of 28-16 in the third quarter. Number eight, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked second in Class 5A, is leading the 10th-ranked team in the state overall. Number one in Class 5A, that is Little Rock Christian. The Bruins up by a score of 42-14 in the final period. And number nine, Warren, who is also ranked number one in Class 4A, leading Star City by a score of 49-7. Only one game we haven't yet gotten to in the Class 6A top five, and that is number two, Benton, leading Salem Springs by a score of 54-14 in the third quarter. Among the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number three, Little Rock McClellan, playing at DeQueen this evening. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. And number five, Texarkana, is getting all they want from Camden Fairview right now. It is the Razorbacks leading the Cardinals 13-12 in the third quarter. Among the Class 4A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number two, Joe T. Robinson, leading Arkadelphia 28-14 in the fourth quarter. Number three, Nashville, up on Fountain Lake by a score of 30-7. That was the last score we had from halftime. Number four, Rivercrest, leading Gosnell by a score of 38-14 in the third quarter. And number five, Dardanelle, playing at home against Waldron, and it is the Sand Lizards up 35-0 in the fourth quarter. Among the Class 3A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number one, Boonville defeated West Fork tonight by a score of 44-14. And number three, Prescott, playing at Bismarck this evening. And it is the Curly Wolves up 57-7 in the fourth quarter. Number four, Mayflower, I believe they are losing to Glen Rose right now, 23-14 in the final period. And number five, McGee, is trailing Ryzen. Last score we saw at halftime, Ryzen was up 22-14. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida, defeated Murfreesboro tonight 59-6. It was second-ranked Foreman playing at Dirks tonight, and it was Foreman getting the 46-0 shutout victory. Number three, Hazen, defeated Brinkley tonight by a score of 48-12. And number four, Junction City, leading Hampton, number five, Hampton this evening in the fourth quarter by a score of 24-12. So that's looking well. This has been going on in the state and the area. Again, Mount Tom falls to Pine Bluff tonight by 26 points. And the Bombers will be back home. It'll be a homecoming night next week as the Bombers will play host to the Titans of Jacksonville. Still seems kind of unusual not calling Jacksonville the Red Devils, but after they broke away from them and North Pulaski broke away from the Pulaski County School District and combined to be one high school, that's what they went with, the Titans. So anyways, that'll be next week, homecoming night. Hope to see you out there, but if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. And so that's going to do it for tonight. I want to thank of course, Brad Hallworth and Bob Burt out at the stadium for bringing us all the action. I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight from Jordan Stadium, the Pine Bluff Zebras 35, the Mountain Home Bombers 9. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Bombers Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.